Video games train the kids for war. Only she can have fashion stores. Life orders thunder jam. This is good while the rich still run. Assassination politics. Violence rules within our nation's midst. Well, ignorance is their power too. You only know what they want you to know. But television cannot lie. Controlling media and small screen ads. The clear politician's picture show. The acting's lousy, but the blind don't know. Open your eyes, see the lies right in front of you. Scare us all with threats of war. So we forget just how bad things are. It takes a fear when we're all alone. They're gonna get you when you're on your own. The silence of conspiracy. Slaughter on it all to all apathy. You gotta wake up from your sleep. Cause we can hear it at 6 feet deep. Open your eyes, see the lies right in front of you.
Well, that's an 80s classic.
Yeah,
I think my dad used to listen to that song when I was in, when he was taking me to school.
I'm just gonna finish playing it because it's only 3 minutes.
Okay.
And because I was reading the lyrics at the same time, you can see it on the screen, obviously.
Yeah. Talks about nuclear politicians and the assassination politics.
Yeah, it's not bad. The guy's got a Cars look to him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. What's his name? Rick Ocasek?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does look like him, yeah.
Okay. Okay, we get it.
Yeah, from the television.
Okay, that was pretty cool. That was Open Your Eyes by Lords of the New Church. Never heard of them, but that's Phil's recommendation. And hello, everyone. It's the Fakeologist Show. It's Wednesday, September 4th, 2024. And we're joined by Fake Nukes Phil, the regular guest here on When the Snays. And Phil, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And we're also joined by Jim Rizzoli of East Texas. And he's back from recovering from his big heart escapades there somewhere in Texas. So how you feeling tonight, Jim?
Well, I'm okay, I guess. I shut the air conditioner off just to let you know.
Okay, so you're going to sweat it out for us?
Well, I don't know. I mean, no, I won't. It won't be bad, but I'm just saying, have you noticed the difference or what?
I'm actually, it's sort of, you know what? It's still the same noise, so you may as well turn it back on. I don't know what it is.
Well, there's another fan on the other side of the room, and maybe that's what it is, too.
It's probably the fan, so whatever. Just doesn't matter. We'll suffer through it here. This would be the first audio issue. I thought by now you would have taken some of that house money and bought a good mic.
Well, I suppose at some point, I will. It's just I'm not back, you know, in the swing of things, so I'm not in no hurry, you know.
Yeah, I got you. You want to leave it all for the grant, all for the children, right?
No, it's not that. It's just I'm not doing that much video, yeah. Except my walk and talk, and that's I use my phone to do that. So, you know, if I get if I put a lot of money into things I'm not going to use, I can't see doing that. If I'm going to be doing it, yeah, I'll do it. But right at this point, I'm not doing it. So
I got it. You're a very frugal man. You don't spend on anything you don't have to. I can tell.
Right.
I mean, if I didn't know who you are, I'd call you a Jew.
Well, turn that back on.
Is that an insult or is that a compliment? I don't even know.
Oh no, I don't waste money on anything. I mean, I can buy what I want to buy, but I just don't waste money. That's all.
No, I know you don't. You.
I don't even have a car.
You buy the top of the line Walmart shirts, T-shirts for your videos. I can tell. They might even be Target. I don't know if you go
Target.
Target. If you go up market there.
Yeah. Well, right.
Doesn't know who Jim Rizzoli is. He's the leading Holocaust exposer. He's the one that talks about it every single day. I don't know anyone else who goes on about it more than anyone else. So if you want that kind of material, then Jim has a BitChute channel, Odyssey. I get his videos via Odyssey because they come to my phone automatically. And he does a walk and talk with Diane every single day. So if you want daily updates, Jim sort of does the same thing I do with BakoTube. He puts videos up and discusses them, and he will talk about many, many things, excuse me, including 9/11. And just so both you guys know, I haven't quite made 9/11 plans for this site for next week because it's on a weekday. But someone suggested that I watch September Clues and maybe just for play it, we have a watch party. Apparently people love watch parties where they just watch the video. And I plan on doing that and stopping and starting with phone calls. So if anyone wants to ask a question or interrupt or it gives them an idea. So we could spend the entire week watching a 90-minute movie if we have interruptions. So that's sort of what I had planned for next week. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone's interested in that, but that's what I intend to do. So, you know, I could have the regular guest lineup, but on Wednesday, Phil would have to watch whatever part we're at next week. So I don't know if you're up for that, but that's what my plan is for next week. What do you guys think of that?
Sure.
Yeah. That's yeah. Right.
So yeah, just link me the video and what I need to watch beforehand.
Yeah. Oh, you want to get a head start is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, yeah. We got slammed busy. We got people moving out of these apartments, and now all of a sudden we got four apartments. We got to refresh. And so, you know,
things get
real
busy.
Yeah. Things get real busy on a turn of a dime here. So, okay. you know, cause my Freemason handler isn't forking over enough cash for me. So I got to go out and actually work with my hands and do honest labor. And so I'm the only Freemason who does on it, who goes out and fixes things and actually does wagey, works for a wage. And
right. That's going to cut into your dead baby, rubber baby research.
Yeah, you know, the rubber babies will suffer, but you
got rubber babies to expose, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
I still want to ask the basic question. Do you think there is anybody in Gaza at all?
I think they are at the beach. The Gaza beach, I think, is pretty identifiable. And so we have been seeing some videos from the beach there. And well, they're having fun. They're recreating. They're enjoying the Mediterranean sunshine they get there. And you wouldn't do that if you were under constant attack. They're putting themselves out there like sitting ducks on the beach line there. And yeah. So you know, nothing over there makes sense. You know, nothing over there has ever made sense. And we need, and that's why I'm trying to stab this thing in the heart, because this thing has never made sense ever. And so, yeah. And it also goes deep into the psychological game they're playing with us, with these mannequins and this fake blood and using children and props. This guy's my new star. He's a good for a laugh. And his buddy there starts laughing, as you can see. And he's supposed to be crying and So this guy here, his friend is laughing, and this is just a slam, you know.
What exactly does anyone, can you translate what he's saying?
No, but and you don't need to. And his friend, the way his friend is laughing is the way we should laugh, and it's funny in any language. And
I'm just wondering what the hell he's saying. Is he saying you Westerners are stupid? The
he's joke talking about his you? Friend. I'm Tell over there in another country, and how he was right about something. He's saying, and you were right, my friend. I'm Tell or something, but. He introduced Antel in another video, and he did a little stunt, and it was all fake. And
more shoes. Those are roller skates.
Yeah, so that's the shoe code. That's the shoe code for all of us. And he takes the roller skates off.
Well, someone else can use them next time.
You know, you've got a dead little girl there, and you're more in the most interesting thing is the roller skate. And so that's it.
Look for the lucky game next week.
Yeah,
okay, there you go.
The roller skates and anything else, they give them to their father. And you can see the father is standing here. He's just standing there.
Looks like he just smelled something.
He smells like all the parents in Gaza. They never shed a tear. They just stand there, you know, or sometimes they wave their arms around and then they put on a whiny face. But you know, there's no tears flowing from any of these parents in Gaza. And so, if the parents don't cry, remember the golden rule: if the parents don't cry, then neither should we.
Are you getting the same support in your comment section for your theory, or is it going up, going down, or is it static? What's your?
It's static. Nobody's interested in this Gaza thing.
No.
And so whatever. I think it's a big deal. I think it really gives a huge insight into the psychological. So I'm looking at the psychological breakdown of these people that rule over us, and that's pretty dark. You know, these people have a dark psychological breakdown, and it's a moneymaker, and it's obviously something very key to their plan, because they do it. They've been doing it for 80 years, so it's something very important to their attack, their psychological attack they're putting on us, and so. Somebody, you know, one channel needs to cover it accurately, because you go on to BitChute and 98% of the channels are covering it as it's a real event. And so there's got to be 2% of the channels that cover it for what it is. And there are like five channels like myself who are covering it like this. But
who else
five
does?
Out of, I don't know how many channels there are on BitChute, but
who else do you recommend?
Oh yeah, From Death to Life, Henry, and there's Cloverfield, who also cover it like this, and Invisible Soldier also covers it the way I do, and so yeah, and all of them have very low, you know, view counts and low subscribers like me, and so they keep us in the basement.
Who was the last one? Death to Life, Cloverfield. What's the last one?
I think Invisible Soldier is his channel's name.
Yeah,
and. Yeah,
let's get Jim in on this. Jim, what Jim? Has your opinion changed on the Gaza at all?
Well, no, I don't have any interest in it, because it's you gotta understand something. This is all a control situation by the Jews. Everything that's happening there is all Jew control. This is what they're doing, and I don't want nothing to do with them, because I know what they're doing. To me, I mean, I think it's important for Phil to be at least somebody doing it, all right? But I don't have any interest in it. But now I will say this. I heard just before I got on the show with you, I mean, this is a beauty. Because I think this is all bullshit. But anyway, they said that the amount of bombs that have been sent, you know, to the Gaza, to the people there, blowing them all up, has been more bombage than Dresden.
Well, Dresden's Phil's favorite topic there.
Yeah. Well, no, but can you imagine saying something as stupid as that? I mean, people, you got to understand how many thousands of planes bombed Dresden. Mm-hmm. Okay? I mean, hundreds and hundreds. I mean, I don't know if a thousand. I mean, there's probably a thousand, I'm sure, between the Americans and, the Americans and the British. And the amount of bombage that hit Dresden was astronomical. And you're telling me that there was more bombs put on Gaza than Dresden? I mean, this is, I just think it's ridiculous.
Well, there may be. I mean, they've controlled demolition to a lot of buildings over there in Gaza. But the difference between Gaza and Dresden is that there were actually live people inside the buildings in Dresden, whereas Gaza is just a stunt where they're just blowing up empty buildings.
Right.
And so it's insulting when they compare the two. I've also seen comparisons to the Holocaust, and the Palestinians are going through their Holocaust. And so the Jews decide who gets to be the genocide victim. The Jews, of course, will be the eternal genocide victim because their Holocaust, they will never allow their Holocaust to ever die. We keep getting survivors from the Holocaust, even 80 years, 85 years afterwards, we get the grandchildren get to have tattoos, and they get to claim status as a Holocaust survivor. So the Holocaust survivors just keep coming and forever. But then the Jews control who the victims are, and they want us to think that the Palestinians are victims right now. And they also want us to think that the blacks are victims. That's why they promote the blacks in all theater and sports in America. And so all these different groups of victims are all controlled by the Jews, and they control.
Well, you kind of went wonky there, Phil, your audio.
Oh, I did?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, there you are. You're better.
Okay. Hopefully the mic stays clear.
Okay. I want to keep the show going along because I really want to get to today's hoax, because people do like to or expect current coverage from this show, since we're on every week, and you have luckily done some current coverage of this event in Georgia.
Yeah, it's a high school shooting. You know, high school shootings are always fun. It's always a good time because you get a lot of witnesses, and you get a lot of kids coming out and their facial expressions don't match the story they're telling.
Charlene says she was in the classroom with a substitute teacher with other students when they started hearing gunshots. Tell me, how did all of that play out?
I was just like doing my work, and like some minutes after, like I heard some gunshots, and it appeared to be like they were like that.
You know, you get the theater class.
Yeah.
Does the interviews, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are future up and coming theater students, I'm guessing.
So yeah. That's whenever like we all like shook to the corner, and somebody closed the door. I don't know who closed the door, but somebody closed the door, and then they started stacking up tables like on top of the.
So barricading the door.
Like barricading, like keeping it safe. And after that, like the announcements came on, and that's when like they were like it's a hard lockdown intruder drill, and then we were all like.
Yeah, you hear that? Like, she said drill.
Well, yeah, down through their drill. Now, like everybody was just there, like, and we were just like all like.
All I hear is the word "like" because it's one of my biggest pet peeves about anyone under 40 talk.
Yeah,
I just want to poke my eardrums out when I hear people talk today.
I was just telling everybody like it's okay, like God is like we're gonna be okay, like nothing's gonna happen.
Okay, like,
so
like
we have like four or five different like drills talking about all the drills. This school does a lot of drills, and so this is yet another drill, and they're telling the media it's a real event, and this is so obvious and so easy to see, and but most people don't see it, and so you know this is part of the veil of blindness that has been descended upon humanity. And this guy's all smiling, talking about how he was scared of dying, and he's smiling.
I heard gunshots, and then my teacher told us to get in the corner. And then they were clearing this. I heard like screaming and police officers like, get down, put your hands on your head. It was crazy. And then when they were clearing their building, like the rooms, because, you know, sometimes the shooters hide amongst the kids. They were clearing our room and they busted the door. And they had an AK at us, like telling us to put your hands in the air. It was really crazy. You just never know what's going to happen.
What was going through your head when all that
happened? I thought I was going to die. And I was going to go to the bathroom right before it happened. And I'm so glad I didn't, because I would probably be dead right now if I did.
You know, we've talked with other students who heard the gunshots as well. One told me that she didn't feel like it was real until officers kept telling them, unlock the door, unlock the door,
feel like
we need
it was
to
real.
Get you out. And she said when those officers got in, they told them to run outside. She said that's when it hit her that something was seriously wrong.
All right. Trauma-based mind control. It's the most effective kind of mind control.
Yeah.
And these are young people. They'll be ruined for life. Thanks, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, using children to traumatize people, just like.
What do you think of this, Jim? Is this child abuse or what?
Yeah, well, I heard. I don't know if this is true, but I heard that it was a 14-year-old kid that supposedly did this. But my question here is, and this is why, again, I look at this like Gaza. I don't waste my time with it because it's just all bullshit. So. Okay, so now they, you know, all the shooting, any pitches, anybody got any pitches of anything, you know, something, anything, any dead bodies. See, this is what gets me about this. It's all talk and no substance.
No evidence. Yeah.
No evidence. No, it's always this way. Yeah. And I that's why I don't waste my time with it, because they're just going to go blah, 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 you know, all about their bullshit. You know, experiences. I think what happened here, and I think Phil said this. I think this was just a big drill. And this is the drill. you know, they're all responding like it was real.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're supposed to do.
He saw, yeah. And I want you to take a listen to what he said.
Well, the cops came in after they had one of the shooters in custody. So they had us walking out with our hands up, and they were telling us to go to the left, to come out through actually these doors right here. And they told us to come back, and when I looked to my left side on the floor, I saw one of the shooters. And then, like I would say 10 inches before that, there was a kid that was deceased. And then I had to exit to go to the field where everybody's at right now. So.
Doing okay?
Yeah.
So that kid was laying the groundwork all for right, multiple so he... shooters, like they do in all these fake shootings, even going back to Sandy Hook. Remember they chased the unknown gunman into the woods at Sandy Hook? And then at Las Vegas, they were laying the groundwork for the multiple shooters. You had multiple witnesses coming out saying that there were people on the ground that were shooting. And they always lay this multiple shooter groundwork to provide the rabbit holes that well-intentioned truth seekers.
Yes,
you know that something smells about this whole story, and they'll run down the rabbit hole of, oh, there were multiple shooters, and that'll take care of like 90% of the people. They'll be chasing something that doesn't exist. You know,
yeah, exactly. So that divides the truthers. That divides.
We never ask the correct question. Is it this whole thing is a drill, and these people are crisis actors?
And NBC's Dan Sheneman reports.
Absolutely.
9:30 a.m. The school day had just started at Appalachee High School near Atlanta when shots were fired.
It was just like a loud boom, as if a locker had slammed. So my teacher thought it was just like some kid acting foolish. So then she took a peek outside, and then we heard repeatedly the banging again, and that's when we could identify it was a gun.
Law enforcement swarmed to the scene while students sheltered in their classrooms.
The hard lockdown was placed, and then we ran to the back of the classroom, turned off the lights. I was shaking.
NBC News has learned there are 4 dead, many more injured.
We do have a suspect in custody.
So we also get a view of the demographics of this school, and you can see that it is not a white neighborhood. And so they usually do these fake shootings in the Section 8 part of the town.
Oh, is that right?
The low income, part of town, because these people... don't know how to ask the right questions, and they're more likely to go along with the hoax. And
yes, I agree with that. So they're more pliable.
Yeah. And
is it the Appalachian High School, I guess?
Yeah.
I guess so, because here it is right here. Yeah. I wonder if there's any Masonic symbolism in this circle with the concentric parking lot. That's very interesting.
I bet the problem. I'm sure Dave J would find something Freemasonic about it.
And where is this exactly as we zoom out? So it is east of Hotlanta. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So you think this is a poor neighborhood? I don't know. When you get into the suburbs, I think you're talking some big bucks.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know the demographics of if anyone's in Hotlanta and wants to speak to this. But anytime you're this far out of the city, I'm calling that's some decent money there. So
yeah,
that's my take.
I'm not seeing it in all the interviews. I'm seeing a lot of diversity. I'm seeing a lot of. I wouldn't let my daughter go to that high school. Let's just put it that way. No, I'm happy that I sent my daughter to the high school I sent her to. And now she's got a good boyfriend. And in fact, I didn't tell you this. I got a little bit of inheritance from my family. And oh, nice. I'm going to have it for about 10 minutes. Because actually, it's going to go directly to my daughter. My daughter's going to be a property owner before I am. And that's because my daughter is 27 years old and she needs to start a family right now with her. And if her boyfriend right now doesn't want to do it, well, then she needs to find a boyfriend because I just gave her a freaking house at 27 years old. And so having grandchildren, we're looking at my family line going extinct here. Okay. Cause my family
and everyone else's.
My family's so stupid. They spent all their money on all this bullshit, and nobody ever thought about the next generation. Is anybody going to have any grandkids around here? So I'm the one who gets. I get the least inheritance of any of my family members, and I'm the one who's got to sacrifice all my inheritance so that my daughter might have maybe two. I'm looking for two children, two grandkids. So I'm sacrificing everything for my bloodline, and that's exactly what Adolf Hitler said. He said, "The greatest possession you have in this world." Are your people, and those words always ring true to me. And so I'm sacrificing my entire inheritance for my people, so that my line doesn't go extinct. It's like the rest of my family doesn't think of it. They don't care that they're going extinct. It's the most weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. What's my happening? Family doesn't it's care happened, that they're going extinct.
It's happening everywhere.
Yeah, that's because the rest of my family thinks that Adolf Hitler was the bad guy. And so that's why they don't care that they're going extinct. You know,
if they think of him at all, I mean,
he does. Oh no. My brother's got a statue of Winston Churchill on his freaking bookshelf.
Oh, wow. You better straighten him out, huh?
No, there's no straightening him out. He refuses to hear anything from me because he's got a master's degree in history. He spent 10 years getting a master's degree in history. And so he is the expert at history. And he's got this Winston Churchill thing on the, and it just makes me sick. I swear to God. And it's like, no wonder you're going extinct. No wonder you don't even care that you're going extinct. He doesn't even realize that his government made sure that he never had any kids. And so I understand that my government's trying to make me go extinct. And so that's the way I fight back is I'm going to freaking make sure last ounce of my breath that I get some grandchildren.
Right. But Phil, your name is going to go extinct.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, he has a daughter himself also, and he should be spending all of his money and making sure that she gets a good boyfriend.
Right, but you have no sons, and so your name is not just like my name.
Yeah,
my name is not going to be carried on. My whole lineage is gone.
Yeah,
it's stopped.
You guys are evolutionary dead ends. Yeah, I know.
That's right.
Evolutionary dead end. Well, if you're at least
heard of that. Yeah, that's pretty good. I heard a story about a guy who had children and they all turned out to be gay or transgender. So he knew he wasn't going to get grandchildren. So he went and divorced his wife and married a new wife, young wife, just to make sure to get a boy. just to get heterosexual children so he could get grandchildren. I thought, wow, that's pretty damn extreme. But he's sort of speaking to your point there, Phil.
Yeah. Well, you know, and this is what I know. And you're right. It's many people are going extinct and they don't even care. They're whistling to their own funeral. And this is a Western problem.
It's not just you. It's all the entire West. But
I see lots of people who are having lots of babies and they are from Mexico. So
the birth rate in the United States are being dropping even with the Mexicans. I'm sorry.
This country is encouraging Mexicans to have lots of babies.
I know, but they're not doing it though. The birth rate's not there.
Not what I say. I see all around. I'm surrounded by Mexican babies all over the place here. There's strollers, I'm surrounded by them.
Even they're not replaced. So that means that the white people are having zero babies then, because the birth rate is still in the ones, which is below replacement. So that's all of the Western world. I don't think there's even one country that's above the replacement rate. So yeah, your Mexicans might be having a lot of children, but it doesn't compensate for the zero children that most people are having. So
The people that are having zero children are the people they want to have zero children. And the people that are having four babies are the people they want to have four babies. It's all by design. The government decides who has the strong birth rates and who has the weak birth rates. It's all government propaganda behind it. And we saw it in Germany when Adolf Hitler came to power. He caused a baby boom. People were having babies all over the place in Germany. And see, that is the biggest reason why we had to go start that war, is because we couldn't allow all those Germans to have all those babies. That could not be allowed.
Let's play a little more here.
They said they have to walk out with their hands raised like this with law enforcement. And they said they ran from that back part to that safe space, which was the football field. And many people thought it was a drill. They practiced for this. So they didn't know if it was a drill or if this was something that was for real in this incident. And unfortunately, this was there. But they do train for certain things like that. But one person said they just never know. And this is an ambulance that has going there with its siren. Northeast Georgia Medical Center there. Not sure if there is anyone in the back, but he is rushing off down the street.
Everybody looks pretty damn casual. Everyone's got their drink and their popcorn and they're having a great day off
there. And then we've also seen parents. Are you guys just now coming from the football field? How long have you guys been out there?
Riveting reporting, isn't it? This is the state of the media today, huh? Just unbelievable. This is
horrible.
How long were you guys out there? Do you mind if we just ask just a quick question? So you guys were out there for 4 hours?
Well, it's a nice day to be outside.
We are on the news. This is live. I guess so. How long have you guys been out there? I know you guys have had a long day.
I got out the school at like 11-ish. Because it happened during second period, so it was like 10:30, 10:20-ish.
We've seen tents back there. What are the different? Are there grief counselors?
Yes, there's grief counselors.
How'd they get the tents up so fast?
They had them handy.
Where do you call a tent supply company to pitch a tent in an hour? That's a I want stock in that company. Those guys are amazing. Insta-tent.
They're interrogating students that might have heard or seen something.
How are you processing all of this, family? This is a lot to go through. How are you processing this?
I'm trying to process it. It hasn't clicked yet. But I don't wish this on any parent in any country, anywhere. I felt my life flash before my eyes. Literally.
Did you hear the gunshots at all?
Yeah, I was in the hallway. So you could hear them like bang on the lockers and stuff. And then my teacher, she left the classroom but came back. She had like fallen, something happened, and she screamed at us. And we were in a science classroom, so there's lab tables, so we all like book it for the lab tables. She closed the door, turns off the lights.
Hold on, we got to call her in. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
Hi, this is John the Beggar from the South Shore of the St. Lawrence Seaway.
John the Beggar, how you doing?
Pretty good. You were talking about children and things. My line is going extinct. And I think the country needs to have a baby policy. We need to have a baby boom. We need to encourage people to have babies, property tax cuts, incentives, income tax cuts for having babies. Young people, I've talked to them, they say they just don't have enough money. And I agree, they don't have the money to do these things, to have a family. And it's terrible. It's all because of our economic policies. And it is terrible. And I agree that the people, they want to have babies, they help them have babies. But we need to have a baby boom. And then they put out that propaganda on YouTube, that MGTOW propaganda. I've been looking at these videos, and I don't think some of those girls that are allegedly crying, they can't get a date, I don't think they're really crying.
Okay.
I think they're just actors. There's 4.5 million supposedly badged intelligence agents in the U.S. I think they're just intel agents.
Yeah, well, they're culture creators, that's for sure. So they're creating the culture that they want to see in the population. That's what propaganda is all about.
Yep, that is. If there is a case,
yeah,
where people cannot find a husband, I will go to a sperm bank.
Wow.
And I will make a deposit.
But that's not what they need. They need your money. So
yeah,
sperm is a dime a dozen, buddy.
Well, if they want it, they can have it. I would only
I think they need your monthly support, because
monthly social security check.
Absolutely. I don't think anyone has a problem getting a little bit of sperm, and you don't need that much.
They want your house.
I think it's the monthly. Yeah, they want the boomers' houses, actually.
Yeah, yeah. See, I kind of disagree with him a little bit, and here's why. I mean, you're right in one aspect. The reason why people aren't having kids today, because they can't afford to live in wherever they're living.
Right.
The rents are too high. The houses are astronomical,
and the wages have not
kept pace. Right. So why would anybody in their right mind have kids? Right. Why would you have a kid if you can't afford a kid or a place to live? Why would you have a kid? It would be the stupidest thing to do is have a kid if you don't have a place to put the kid and have a place to live.
So obviously everyone agrees with you, Jim, because no one's having them. So they agree with you.
But that's the point. I think the generation today it's finally caught up to them that we're really fucked. Okay? Yeah. I mean, we're dead. We can't go anywhere. We can't do anything. And that's it. We're dead in the water.
So in the meantime, they open up the borders until the robots are ready to go. The robots aren't quite ready yet, but they will be.
Well, the girl you see on the screen right now, she's probably pregnant as we speak. She's in she's probably a senior or junior in high school.
14, I don't know.
Yeah, and so Jim, if you're saying that people are stupid to have babies, well, that means you're calling all those people that are on the screen right there. You're calling all those people stupid because those people are having lots of babies. They're having lots of babies.
Oh, no, I know that. I saw that when I left where I lived in Framingham. All the Brazilians, all the Latinos, all of them are cranking out the kids like nobody's business, but the whites, forget it.
Well, so it's like that movie Idiocracy then.
So who's the stupid one? So who are the stupid people then?
Well, the ones having all the babies, and that's exactly what the movie Idiocracy's forewarned us, and then by the year we get to the year 2050 or 2500, the world has gone so stupid that they're watering their crops with Gatorade because it has electrolytes.
That's expensive, man. Buying shares in Pepsi, if that's true.
And they can't understand why the crops don't grow. And they said we're using Gatorade. And the guys and then the one guy
is
comes
that
in
happening in the desert there, Phil? What is going on?
he recommends that they use toilet water.
Got a Gatorade sprinkler?
He said you should use toilet water to water the crops. And they all laughed at him, saying he wants to use toilet water to put on the crops.
I think you're exaggerating, but all right, John, you got any closing questions?
The movie is hilarious.
Idiocracy, I haven't watched it yet. I just got through the Flat Earth movie from 2018, so I got quite a few to go.
Well, I still think we need a baby policy.
Yeah, I agree.
And to Phil and his daughter and his soon-to-be son-in-law. He needs to pony up, and they need to knock out at least two kids.
There you go. Right. Phil, you're paying for it.
That's right.
You're okay with that? No.
That's right. I gave him a house.
He did. He paid. He did the right thing.
And that's what a father needs to do. A father needs to make sure that his daughter gets married. And see, a lot of fathers don't go all the way.
I'm pushing for it. I just talked about it tonight with my daughter. So yeah, it's a tough sell. It's a really tough sell, even if you offer money.
It's four or five pregnancies. They really should have four or five kids. That helps guard against breast, ovarian, and other cancers.
I agree, Dr. John. Thank you very much.
And here's another thing. Adolf Hitler said that if a woman doesn't have a child by the time she's 35 years old, she starts going insane. Because if a woman dies childless, they go insane. And I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen these women that never have kids.
You work for them, don't you?
Yeah, I work for some of them, yeah. And they all have these weird, they're all weird in some sort of a way.
They call them cat ladies, don't they?
Okay, they could, yeah.
I got to be careful because I know Jim has a lot of cats down there poking away at him. But.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's really crazy is, and they've talked about this on some programs with doctors, is I've met these girls in my life when I was younger.
Yeah.
They're on the pill. They're taking antidepressants, mood elevators, all this shit. And they start getting bitchy and just crazy because even some other women will say, stay away from her. She's a witch. And they go nuts like that. And some of them get to about 50 or almost 60. They get bought out at whatever place or canned at whatever place they are. And they retire and they don't last long. And their mind seems to have changed. And some doctors on this one program were talking about how women, when they go off that pill after being on it for years, suddenly they start talking about having babies. That pill is just poison.
That was the biggest turning point. I've always said that. All right. Well, John, you got any comments on the Appalachian shooting hoax?
It's all a bunch of bullshit. They just need to get everyone all hyped up, and people still believe in all that nonsense. But another thing they should have, too, is we need to have a big tax on contraceptive. I was in the grocery store, and they had contraceptives, prophylactics and stuff there, and they need like a 500% tax on them to where no one can afford them.
Wow. Well, look at John. Well, thank you, John. Interesting policies. I don't know if Kamala will go for it, but you can.
Yeah, our future president, Kamala. Yeah.
She won't go for it. I know that.
All right.
Well, good night, guys. Thanks for letting me talk.
Thanks for calling in. That's John the Beggar. Let's just finish this.
You could hear them rattle the door. And then a couple.
Them as in the gunmen or police?
So. Well, it had just. Police, I didn't hear police shouting until like 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later. Because we heard the sirens first, and then like a couple moments later, you heard like police, sheriff. And then you could hear like before the police arrived, it was like, it didn't sound like a gun, but it sounded like, I was saying like a trash, like a metal trash can, like going ch-ch-ch. And you could hear the kids screaming down my hallway. And then you heard more like of like hitting the lockers and stuff. And then eventually the police came, and walking out, you could see like what had happened, and they took us off.
It's very
She's actually telling you what exactly happened. She said it didn't sound like a gun. They were banging thing like a trash can together. What happened.
She seems like a very sweet girl. Looks like she's not traumatized at all.
Yeah.
And to know that it was a 14-year-old boy, a student, who created this act of violence. Let me introduce you to Lila, who's 16 years old. She was actually in algebra class just this morning, elbow to elbow with that shooter, Colt Gray, as he's been named by the Georgia Bureau of Investigations.
Let's remind everyone, a real investigation isn't naming names, I don't think. What do you think, Phil?
You mean when she just named the shooter?
Yeah, that she's there. It's Scooby-Doo justice. It sounds like everything has been solved in 2 hours.
It's all set up. This is all set up. That's what's happening here.
I know.
I mean, really?
Exactly.
I mean, come on. You know the person. You know this person's name that quickly, and everybody's identifying him that quickly. It doesn't happen that way in real life.
It only does on TV when they have 20 minutes to do a TV show. Because you need to know by the end of the TV show. But this is supposed to be reality. But I guess everyone is so conditioned to the TV that this is normal to them.
Yeah.
Got to solve the crime by the end of the news hour.
That's right.
Let me first start with, how are you? How are you coping?
I'm okay. I'm pushing through it, talking to friends, making sure, you know, everybody else is okay, checking on people around me.
Can you bring me back? What happened?
I just remember,
All right, another caller in, or where are you calling from? What's your name?
Yeah, baby. This is Tony calling from the west coast of the Santa Monica Bay in beautiful, sunny Los Angeles. How are you, Tim?
I'm great, Tony. Say hi to Jim and Phil.
Hi there.
What's up? What's up, Alex the Great? Phil, fake news cream. What's up, buddy?
Oh, Tony, well, you're too kind. Yeah, thanks for calling in. And always a pleasure. So what's happening over there in Santa Monica?
Well, I'm just tuning in. I'm tuning in kind of late. I just wanted to give my regards to the best show, Fakeologist. This is, you know, I love it.
Hey, well, thank you.
Shooting. You guys talking about that, right?
Yeah, we're talking about Georgia shooting.
Okay.
The drill.
The drill, right? Let me give you what I noticed. You tell me if this is, you guys are talking about this or not. The date is 9-4. That's a 13. There's a lot of 13s in this stuff. There's 4 dead and 9 injured. So it's like a 9-4 and a 4-9.
Oh, yeah. I like
anyway,
that.
Yeah. The math teacher that got shot has some fake name, David Phoenix, Phoenix.
Okay.
And I know by reading Miles Mathis that the imagery of the Phoenix is like, immediately, you know, that's the Phoenicians,
right?
You know, okay. The Phoenix. Okay. So this guy David Phoenix got shot. Anyway, those are the three things that just came to mind right away. But it was, you know, do they ever show a victim being rolled out on a stretcher? Like, have we
seen anything? That's for your imagination. It's better you think about that and dream about it. That there's certain things that do better when it's in your imagination. I think.
Yeah.
What do you think, guys? Am I right or am I right?
I think I saw one person on a stretcher, but he didn't look injured. He just looked like he was acting. So again, that doesn't prove anything. They put a healthy person on a stretcher and they put him in the back of a truck.
We've seen Pallywood where they get up off the stretcher as soon as the camera moves away.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah, good call on the date and the 4 dead and 9 hospitalized, and it's the same as today's date. Yeah, that's a good catch, Tony.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not big on the numerology and the numbers, but I guess they do a little bit of encoding, but I think that gets us, again, talking about the wrong thing, really. Because those are easy things to – easy patterns. But I think the big pattern is that this is just a drill that they say – has gone live, coincidentally, because that's probably how it's portrayed to the school. We're just doing a drill, everyone get in position, and oh my goodness, just as we're doing the drill, what a coincidence, somebody didn't get the memo, and now it's gone live, so I think that has a lot to do with it.
What is the magic bullet on this one that you guys have noticed that is calling out that it's a fake?
I don't know. You're breaking up a bit, Tony. I think you're in the mountains somewhere. So, Phil, do you know?
I haven't detected any unique agenda on this shooting. Like I said before, they're dropping the usual multiple shooter bomb to get us chasing rabbit holes. It's just another thing to traumatize us, to make us think that we live in a violent world and we have to be afraid of. And you know, the whole gun grab narrative, I've been done with that for years. This is not about grabbing the guns. If they took away all of our guns, they couldn't do these psyops anymore. And this is their favorite psyop. They love these fake shootings. They're not going to take the guns.
Yeah, I agree.
And so It's not about that. It's about trauma-based mind control and making us think that we live in a dangerous world.
Yeah, don't trust your neighbor, and definitely don't trust that guy sitting beside you in math class. He'll go rogue. Next thing you know, you'll be full of automatic weapon artillery.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You know, teaching these kids to build barricades on the door, and they do actually have drills. My daughter said that she took part in a drill like that at her high school where they put stuff in front of the door, and it's like, are you effing kidding me? She didn't tell me that till years later. I said, why didn't you tell me that? So, you know, it's that is so traumatic and traumatizing to teach kids to do that kind of a drill. It's just dumb. And it's traumatizing the kids at a young age.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah.
Yes. What does your daughter say if you try to tell her that these are hoaxes? What would your daughter say? Because I have a daughter, too. So what would she say to you?
She respects me, and she will pay attention for about 3 to 5 minutes, and then she gets bored of the subject. Now, while she was going to college, she was forced to go on a field trip to the Poway Synagogue in 2019. Remember that synagogue?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Remember the rabbi that had the two blue casts on his hands, and he said that he blocked the... He blocked the bullets with his hands, and that's why he had these. And that's why he had these casts on his hands. Remember that shooting? Yeah. So she texted me while she was on the way, and she said, "Dad, they're making me go on the field trip to the synagogue." And I said, "When you get there, look closely. You will not see any bullet holes anywhere." And she goes, "Okay, Dad." And then, whatever. And then like 4 hours later, she texted back. She goes, "Yeah, Dad, you're right. There was no bullet holes. And the people, they were acting funny." And I said, there you go. And so, you know, it got in. The kids don't want to believe that we live in a world like this. But the message did get through. And my daughter is aware of this. And as she gets older, she'll see it more and more.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Tony. We're going to keep playing,
all
buddy.
Right, all right. Take care.
The moment that it happened.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
He was at the door, and I knew they were looking for him already, but he was at the door, and they almost let him in until they backed up, and then he turned away, and that's when you hear, like, the first rounds of fire.
So he was in class with you, in algebra class. He left. Then he came back, was at the door, and then knocking to be let back in. Why? You told me something about the doors.
They lock automatically, so you have to be let in to come back into our classroom. So I think he wanted to come to us first.
Come to you first to shoot?
Yes, to shoot us class.
And then he was at the door. Student
a little
went
bit
to-
of duper's delight there.
Yeah. So the facial expressions never match the story they're telling. And to come this close to death would be highly traumatic, but she's cracking smiles throughout this interview. So it's
the name Lila.
Yeah, that's why I called Lion Lila. Tell some whoppers. Yeah.
Yeah. What are the chances that's not her name?
Open the door, and then what happened?
She backed away. I think she saw him, or maybe somebody said something, but I'm pretty sure she saw that he had a gun, and so she backed away.
So these schools have metal detectors when you walk in. I mean, I've understood them to be prisons for a long time, so. You cannot bring a weapon into prison.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I don't even think you could sneak it in. They got metal detectors, unless it's one of these plastic printed guns, which doesn't make any sense.
So she was about to let him into the class. You think to shoot the students? Saw that he had a gun, did not let him in. What happened next?
He turns to the classroom to what would have been my right. And he just starts to shoot, and you hear like about 10 to 15 rounds back to back.
What did you hear? What did you think was going on in those moments?
As soon as they didn't let him in, you kind of like, I don't know, I already kind of had a feeling it was going to happen and it was him. But as soon as they didn't let him in and you hear the gunshots, you kind of like, no.
You knew that something very bad was happening next door. Did he ever say anything?
No, he never really talked. He was pretty quiet. He wasn't there most times. Either he just didn't come to school or he just would skip class. But even when he would have talked, it was one-word answers or just short statements.
you told me off.
Anyway, that's about 5 minutes. I think we got enough.
This is a long one, yeah.
Lying Lila.
Yeah, Lying Lila.
How about the last one? Why don't we do this one real quick and just see what's going on here, and then I'll ask about the hockey thing.
Okay.
I was scared I was going to die, to be honest. And when I heard hard lockdown, I knew it wasn't a drill. I immediately texted my dad, and I was just like, I don't know if this is a drill. I'm really scared. And I just kept my feet up, and I prayed. And I closed my eyes, and I tried to stay calm, but I was shaking. I was worried that they would hear me. But when I heard gunshots, I knew. Then I hear the gunshots, and then everyone ducks behind the desk, and the teacher is, like, flipping tables and stuff and barricading the door. So I was just scared out of my mind. I was like, what is happening? Because I was like, whoa. And then I pulled out my phone. I texted my mom first, and then, like, a couple of my friends, see if they're okay.
All right. Yeah. I don't know, Phil. This one's pretty much case closed for me. What about you?
Oh, yeah. Well, all of them are. Yeah. There has never been a real shooting at any school. I had a friend, a co-worker once, who told me, Phil, I was at, when I was in high school, we had a shooting in the parking lot, and there was a real bullet hole in someone's car. I said, well, okay, maybe there's some kid brought a gun to school and he shot at somebody in the parking lot, you know, somebody that probably was bullying him or something. But they see, that didn't make the news. All of these ones that make the news, none of them are real. And so the ones that we see on the mainstream news, all of them are fake. That's what I'm here to tell you. And
okay, what do you got on the hockey story? Because I asked Jim earlier if he followed hockey, and we get this story this week that two brothers were the star, I guess, of one of the teams. Anyway, it was their best player, and they get run over riding a bike on the side of the road. Have you looked into that at all, guys? Jim?
Well, I just thought it was odd, but I don't know if there's anything bad going on behind it. What? I don't know.
What's your immediate when this story goes national and the wives are busy on Instagram that night or the next day, spilling out their hearts, and then the GoFundMes get going right away? Is there any suspicion in either of yours' mind that there's something wrong with the story?
Well, I it could be just some drunk person running them over. I mean, that's completely normal. That happens. You know, I've heard, you know, plenty of situations. Look what happened to Stephen King years ago. Remember, he got run over, and he had to go to the hospital. He was in the hospital for months.
I don't know that story, but I scarcely would believe it anyway. If
he almost got killed. I mean, he was in the hospital for a while. He got run over.
I would like to see the scars. I would like Stephen King to show me his scars.
Exactly. Exactly. What did you find out about this story?
Oh, well, I did a quick check on YouTube. I typed in the Gardeau brothers, and I was taken to a video of their sister, their younger sister, who, remember, she was getting married, I think, the day before.
The next day.
And so that's why the Gardeau brothers were together, is because they were getting ready for their little sister's wedding. Yeah. And so she felt bad. She felt responsible that they were killed by this. But she said in her Instagram post that, I am not saying goodbye because you will always be with me. And it's like, we know you're not saying goodbye because they're not really dead. And to come out with an Instagram post that is so, you know, talking like a eulogy, talking about your brothers as if they've been dead for a year. The wound is still fresh. She would be outraged. She'd be screaming for justice against this drunk driver who just killed her brothers. But she's not acting that way. She's speaking like she's at a funeral, like they've already been dead for years or something. It's like, come on. Yeah. Whenever they speak in a eulogy type of a way, you know it's fake. It's like, you know, there's no raw emotion.
Well, my question is, Phil, okay, so what was, okay, it's fake. So why is it fake?
Yeah, see, that's a good question. See, I don't know. And this goes to the death fakers. And so people ask me whenever, like Kobe Bryant, it's like, why would he fake his death? And that's a good question. But all I know is that that was not a real helicopter crash. That and so, and where did where is Kobe Bryant going to go? Where is he going to blend back into society? I mean, he can't really change his hairstyle and blend back into society. I mean, he's Kobe Bryant. He's like almost 7 feet tall. He's the most recognizable person. And, you know, so it's a good question. Why are these people faking their deaths? And it may be one of the biggest questions we need to get to the bottom of. Yeah. To figure out the weakness of these people that rule over us.
Right.
I tend to think that they have a hidden continent and it's really nice there. And these people can fake their yeah, and I know.
What would the point be if there's no hockey on that continent? I don't know either. I don't know either what the point is. But the story is again seems like it's solved in 24 hours. That's not how life works.
Mm-hmm.
Investigations take time. And by the way, when police give interviews, they don't say police say, sources say. They give their names because their names. Mm-hmm. Are representing their institution, and if we don't go say the police say that this happened. No, we need a person's name, an interviewer, an mm-hmm. investigator, and the other thing is, I think anyone that does anything criminal, the number one thing you say to them is you keep your mouth shut. You don't. So the idea that the guy that allegedly ran them down. His story is out within 24 hours. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'll give some free advice to anyone that potentially is going to be charged with a criminal offense. And drunk driving is a criminal offense here. I guess it probably is in New Jersey. You keep your mouth shut. You don't say one word because anything you say can be used against you. So the idea this guy's singing like a songbird about what he did and how it's his fault, I don't think so. That's not how the real world works.
Yeah.
It does not work that way. Either that or he's the stupidest criminal ever.
Yeah, it sounds very scripted. It sounds like another movie show.
But we don't have to know what the reason is. We just have to question it. And that's really all we do. And that's all you do. And
yeah,
that's all of us do. We're just questioning it. Why do we have to have the complete story written as the scriptors have written it? That's not possible.
Yeah. I just know something is impossible when I see it. And when something is impossible, then we have to adjust our thinking. It's like Sherlock Holmes. It's like once you see something.
You eliminate the impossible.
Yeah, you eliminate. Yeah, once you see something is possible, then you go in a different direction. You adjust your thinking. And you don't keep thinking the impossible to be real. Then you're never going to get to the truth. And, you know, and so what's impossible is the way I just looked at it for literally 3 minutes. And I saw Katie do a Instagram post, which seemed impossible to me that she would react that way just 2 days after her brothers got killed by a drunk driver. That whole Instagram post seemed impossible to me. And so, you know, I'm adjusting my thinking.
It's Katie Gaudreau. Is that who it is?
Okay. Yeah. That's the sister that was going to get married. Yeah. And okay.
Do you think this is the post?
Yeah, on YouTube, they did a transcript of her Instagram post and just talking about her brothers as if they've been, you know, what great guys they were. Oh, my brothers were great guys, you know, and just it's like, what? Your brothers were just killed 2 days ago. You'd be freaking pissed. You'd be showing raw emotion. Okay, you wouldn't be like moving on and saying that you'll never say goodbye. I'll never say goodbye. I'll always stand for my brothers. I'll never say goodbye to them. Yeah, because your brothers ain't dead. That's why you'll never say goodbye to them. All right. And yes, you know, they drop clues. You know, Bob Dylan dropped clues about the world we can't see. Remember when he said the
hold the, time the world, seven.
Oh, we got a caller in. Caller in. And where are you calling from? And what's your name?
This is my name is David Kim from Florida.
Okay.
Going to get married. Yeah.
Okay. Turn down
Power Ranger.
Turn down your volume on your on your stream there so you can hear. You're going to get confused. Anytime you call in, try and turn your volume down. Go ahead.
All right. That's better.
What do you got, David?
Like, my thing is the magnetic oneness universe that the universe whispers, that like this MK Ultra spellcasting is a distraction.
Okay. You got a question for Jim or Phil?
Oh yeah, hi Jim, Phil. Great. I love your stuff.
Welcome thanks, David.
Icons, everybody.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Big fan. Yeah, all right. I wanted to call and just show support for everybody. Great work. Like that.
Do you think it's okay to question any event, especially if it is a tragic event in the media? Do you think that's okay, or do you think that should be against the law, which is the way things are going?
Yeah, of course. I'm on the fake news bandwagon. I mean, it's all MK Ultra spellcast. It doesn't make any sense. I've been following this stuff for some time now, but I mean, with all the information coming to a lot of new realizations recently, like Abraham Lincoln, that was a good one, and more about the Titanic. And everything using CGI in news clips. That was the kind of a big revelation for me.
Okay.
Recent. Yeah.
So you like Phil's work. Phil is doing good work in your opinion.
Oh yeah, crushing it. He's the guy, he's the man.
Oh yeah. Thank you. You're too kind, David. Thanks for the kind words. Yeah, you know
you're the man.
Thanks for taking an interest in it. You know, for me, this is entertainment because nothing entertains me anymore because Hollywood movies don't entertain me anymore. I get insulted at every Hollywood movie I see. And so I don't want to just spend 2 hours getting insulted by Hollywood. And and what's on television I get insulted by too. And so basically the entertainment I get is to break down these old events and these new events. The things that happened today, I could break down, and things that happened 200 years ago, I could break down. Knowing how the trick is done, it gives us the luxury to go back in time and to do it in real time also. And so it's pretty fun. And so that's and I think you find it entertaining also. So, you know, it's trying to get, strip away the layers of truth, like Neil Armstrong said, peel away the layers of truth. And that is the only exploration we can do. And so Neil Armstrong is actually kind of telling us the truth right then. And so is to peel away the layers of truth and get down to the bottom of it. And so see how far we can get. Yeah.
Good.
Absolutely.
You got any questions for Jim Rizzoli on the line?
We've spoken in the past. I've spoken with David.
Oh, you know him. Okay, great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I'm I guess Avatar Nick or whatever, Yellow Power Ranger. I loosely associate with GDL, so that's how I come into
GDA.
GDL, the Goyan Defense League.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay, GDL. Yeah.
Yeah, Handsome Truth.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other characters around that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, David, thanks for calling in. We're going to have to wrap it up because we're just over an hour, and I don't like to keep these guys too long because we're all getting old and we need our beauty sleep. And Phil has to replace the whole, fix up the whole apartment block apparently tomorrow. So
yeah.
There's that.
This month I turned 62, early retirement.
Oh, okay.
I made it.
Okay, good. Well, if you get past your 50s as a North American man, you're probably going to go right to the end. So congratulations.
All right.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Take care. Bye-bye. Uh-huh. There goes Dave. All right, guys. Any closing remarks before we wrap it up?
Well, it's good to have Jim back. Always good that you can make it for this long, Jim.
Yeah, I'm speaking better, so that's good. I'm getting a lot done on my channel. I'm putting videos up every day, and so I'm still moving in the right direction. It's good, you know.
Yeah, all keep right. up the Holocaust work. You know, they keep pushing on it, and you know, you've been made a lot of good points during your career.
And I think Jim is bang on. Jim is one of the few people that's bang on about COVID and the vaccines. Jim is following Dr. Sam. I think it's, she and Mark are the two top talkers about this. So I think you're right about that. So that's good to see. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow Frank's going to be on, and he's going to say, sadly, the all-cause mortality, whether you believe it's vaccines or whatever, is going up in Australia. He does a 12-month rolling average, and this is vaccine. Well, they just finished their winter in Australia, so that means extra vaccines and boosters and whatnot. So now the rolling death count is going up, and Frank is one of the only people that graphs this data. He's lucky because he can actually get the data. I think a lot of countries, like including Canada, they don't even provide the data. So they don't want you graphing anything. So,
yeah.
Well, yeah, good stuff.
So I think Jim, Jim talks with what I think is the proper idea when he talks about vaccines and viruses. So you put a lot of other stuff on your channel as well, Jim, just so people know it's you do talk a lot about that kind of stuff, including Peggy Hall, which I also agree. Peggy Hall is sort of waking up into different topics as well.
Yeah, little by little.
So there are people, even though I don't agree with Max Egan, but I think he's Phil's arch enemy, but you got him on your channel, so there is some diversity of opinion.
That Dana Ashley, I followed her after the Las Vegas shooting because she was going down rabbit holes about MK Ultra and mind control on Stephen Paddock, and so I followed her. I donated to her channel, but that was before I learned about Jim Fetzer, and Jim Fetzer showed how the whole thing was fake, and then that was it. And then I learned that there are other channels that like Jim Fetzer who are exposing all these other things as fake the same way. And so I haven't watched Dana Ashley ever since then. She was she was leading the wrong direction after the Las Vegas shooting, and so
she's a misdirector, do you figure?
Yeah, she's a misdirector. Yeah,
yeah. That's the good thing. When you find out someone's a misdirector, you can just literally flush all their shows down the drain. You don't have to go back.
But it is interesting to see how they misdirect on all their other subjects, and so it's like, oh, okay, so they're talking like this on this other subject, and so it's a. So they're kind of like giving half truths on everything. And so it's the propaganda game. And so, and you know, even Jim, of course, Jim Fetzer says that politics are real. He says that the Trump assassination was real because,
because Trump was tipped off that he was going to get assassinated. So he actually made it fake. So, It doesn't get much crazier than that, and I told him that. So,
yeah, to thwart the real assassination attempt. Yeah,
yeah, that one was a good one.
Yeah.
All right, Jim Rizzoli, thanks for joining in, and if you want, we'll see you next week.
Yep. All right. Very good. Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks, Jim.
Good.
And actually, we'll be watching. Actually, next week we'll be watching. Like I said. September Clues, so you're welcome to watch it if you want with us, but that's what the plan is.
Okay.
So thank you, Jim. And Fake Nukes Phil, thank you, of course. Thanks for doing all the news watching of the current PSYOPs. You really saved me a lot of time by putting it on your channel.
Cool. Well, good. Yeah. I'm glad somebody's enjoying it. I'm glad a few people are enjoying it.
Yeah, I appreciate that, because when you find these clips that blow the whole thing, then I really don't have to... waste too much time.
Good, because I know you're busy. You've got all kinds of websites to run. Yeah. So
Well, I'm actually looking after my money just in case it evaporates. So I'm doing my best to actively manage. So I'm actually quite distracted these days. just making sure it's all set, because I don't want to work till the end of time either.
Yeah.
I'd like to retire at some time when I got all my marbles and all my body parts in place, you know?
Yeah, right.
So there's that. So next week, of course, we'll be talking about September clues and 9/11. I think those are the best explanations for what happened.
Absolutely.
So we'll be having a watch party, and we'll be breaking it up with phone calls and just discussions and interruptions. So that might take all week to get through, but that's the plan anyway.
All right.
So hopefully you guys can join in or watch or whatever. But yeah, Phil, thanks for that. This song, this is a good one. It's completely correct.
Yeah, open your eyes, see the lies right in front of you.
They're right there,
and they're all on the television.
Yeah,
or we need to change that to electronic screen. Whatever electronic screen you're watching is where the lies are.
Yeah, right now they're right on your phone, looking straight at you. So it's direct to customer right now, isn't it? So
yeah.
Okay, guys, have a good night. We'll see you next time. All right, take care.
Thanks.
Yep.
See you. The best. Bye-bye. And don't forget, everyone, these shows don't make themselves. If you like this kind of material, please step up and make a donation if possible. At the end of this show, I'm going to play a little voicemail I got on SpeakPipe from a very, very good donor. So we're going to play a little bit of his stuff before we get the heck out of here. And I'll share the link. Well, I'll share the screen so you can hear it. And we're going to play out with a very, very kind donation message. And if you think like this guy, then please go to fakeologist.com/donate. All right, here we go. Here's the very pleasant message.
Hello, Tim. Hello, fakeologists, auto hoaxers. Hello from the UK. I just sent you a one-off donation, but I'm a monthly donator, and everyone should do the same who love the show. I also have a YouTube channel called Project Fear, but if you type in Project Fear music to YouTube, then you'll more likely find us, and we make awake music. Keep going, man. Great show, great guests, love all of them. Keep going, man. Thank you.